I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Each year, the good folks at Metro Arts, Inc. present a showcase concert of talented young musicians. That Young Artist Debut Concert occurred last night at First United Methodist Church. All Classical Portland will be broadcasting that concert 1 week from tonight, Saturday, April 13th. Today, I'd like to introduce you to one of the young musicians featured on this year's Metro Arts concert. She is 17-year-old cellist Taylor Yoon. Taylor is a junior at Lake Ridge High School. She's also been a member of the Portland Youth Philharmonic Organization for 10 years. And Taylor was just chosen as All Classical Portland's first ever Young Artist in Residence. It's been a big year for Taylor Yoon, and it really all seems to have started with winning a spot on this Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert.
There are so many amazing cellos in Oregon. It's pretty insane, like how competitive everyone is and how amazing they are. So I think I've always been super, super scared of competitions. Like, I've never been one to, like, be like, I want to win, I want to compete, I want to, like, do this and this and this. Well, I've kind of been, like, in the background, like, I love orchestra, I love chamber music, I love playing with a group, but solo music has been always, like, super scary for me. But I've always, like, convinced myself that I'm not, you know, good enough to play a solo and, like, have the potential to be, like, a soloist with an orchestra. But I think winning Metro Arts was kind of, like, a realization for me that I can do it. I mean, that sounds super, like, cliched and cheesy, but it's, like, I think, like, the realization that I have the potential to win and the potential to, like, actually perform with an orchestra was, you know, pretty major for me, especially because I've always convinced myself that I'm not, like, good enough to play with, like, a solo, so, yeah.
Has this experience then, this accomplishment, changed your mind about the importance of cello in your life? Will it be a bigger part of your life now going forward?
You know, I've really, really been considering it, like, my future and everything, because, like, school is not, like, my strongest, like, so it's, like, going into college, I might want to do music because, you know, as I said before, it's something that makes me happier when I play it. Maybe not solo work because
that's stressful.
It's so stressful. And I think like, know that I love orchestra and chamber music more than doing solo work because it's, you know, you're playing by yourself, you're exposed. I mean, and you're exposed in orchestra too because everyone can hear everyone. There's no, like, hiding in music, really, because there's no way to hide because everyone can hear you. So
there's no hiding in music. I like that.
But, I mean, I've been playing in the Portland Youth Philharmonic Organization for 10 years now, or 9 or 10 years. And when I graduate, it'll be 10 years that I'll be in the organization. Yeah, I mean, I've met my best friends in PYP, and it's something that I'm going to miss a lot next year when I'm a senior and then I'm leaving. Yeah, I know.
That final concert.
I know.
You're already thinking about it.
Last year I cried so much at the final concert. It's so, like, you don't think that you're going to cry. I didn't think I was going to cry at all. I didn't think anyone was going to cry, but it was the first time that I've seen more than, like, 5 people cry. And then while we were playing the last, like, couple bars of Mussorgsky's The Pictures in an Exhibition, everyone was crying. I mean, it's like you're with the people that you love, and it's like you love what you're doing. I mean, the hours are super, super long, but I mean, in comparison to school, it goes by in a second. I think the music that we make together is what brings us together. Every single time we go on stage and we play, like, the last notes to a piece, it's like, I mean, there are moments that give me chills when I play.
We are chatting with 17-year-old cellist Taylor Yoon. This year, she won a spot on the Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Showcase. That concert took place last night at First United Methodist Church and will be broadcast on All Classical Portland 1 week from tonight, Saturday, April 13th at 5 p.m. Additionally, Taylor was recently selected as All Classical Portland's first ever Young Artist in Residence. As such, she had the opportunity to take the stage at the Newmark Theater as part of our Love Fest concert in February. In the background, we're hearing a recording of her performance of Dvorak's Silent Woods. I'm Krista Wessel. On Deck with Young Musicians is made possible in part by young musicians and artists offering a 2-week residential summer program at Willamette University. Students learn advanced skills through programs in orchestra, choir, art, theater, dance, and more. Information about young musicians and artists online at yma.camp. Now, during my chat with Taylor Yoon, she told me that in addition to making music, she also loves making art.
I really love it. I love being able to create like something. I'm not the best at art. Like, there are so many amazing kids in that class. Like, they make stuff in like an instant. It's like natural to them. Art isn't that natural to me. Like, I have to work to like be creative. Does that make sense? Because there are some kids who just like know what they're gonna do in an instant. Like, there are projects that they just like hear it and they're like, I know what I'm doing. I'm set on it. I change my mind a lot of times. Like, we were just doing a project right now and I changed my mind, I think, like 6 times about it. About like the concept that I was doing. But you know, I think in the end it's like what I really like doing.
I need to confront you about something.
Go for it.
When we were talking about cello, you were saying that you kind of felt like you were reluctant to put yourself out there because you feel like maybe you weren't the best cellist and you like playing in a group and you didn't like necessarily like putting yourself out there. And then when you were talking about art, you're kind of putting yourself down too about how like everybody else is a better artist. Everybody else has ideas right away. I change my mind a lot. I don't think either of those things. I don't think you should be diminishing yourself in that way.
I think I am. I think I've always been like that because I try not to expect a lot. To not disappoint myself in a way. I think it's like that's what a lot of people do. Like they try to expect the least from themselves. So if they like do get something, they like are super happy about it. Which is what I didn't even expect to get into live auditions of Metro Arts. So I think it's not something that I should be doing, putting myself down about cello or art or anything. But I think I kind of prepare myself beforehand for the worst. So
I don't think there's anything inherently bad about that because it's nice to like surprise or be surprised. Like, oh, wow, I got that. I didn't think I'd get that.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't even like talking about like if I won like an art piece. Like I got a gold key, a silver key, and an honorable mention from like pieces I didn't even think would win or like get in. And then I just got nominated for a congressional like art thing. But it's like, you know, it's like I don't really like I haven't really talked about Metro Arts either. Or like this residency because I don't like really know how to bring it up without sounding super cocky, you know?
Oh, okay, so that's part of the...
Yeah, and I sound like cocky right now talking about like how I don't want to talk about it, but it's like...
No, you don't. Because I understand, and I get this too. I talk, you know, with a lot of kids your age who seem reluctant to talk about the things they're good at for fear that they come off sounding a little arrogant or something.
Right.
And I think it's all in how you deliver it too. I mean, I'm sitting across from you. I don't get any one iota of arrogance from you.
I'm glad.
It's not like you're walking in here and say, I'm so great. Yeah. I do this. Yeah, I do that. And I appreciate the hesitancy to like, you know, toot your own horn. But I feel like collectively as a human race, we all do ourselves a disservice when we diminish who we are for fear of what other people are going to hear.
Right.
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 I think we're all naturally good at things. I think you're a naturally good musician. I think you're a naturally good artist.
Thank you.
I think that you should own that.
Yeah, yeah. I think just like how I've been like built is how I like perceive myself and like what I can do, like my limits, like my limitations. It's like all I think a process of growing up. You know, I'm 17. I'm just super young. Like I think I have a whole lot of growing to do. It's like the process I have to go through of like not putting myself down to actually believe that I can do stuff is something that I have to experience and go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see after, you know, the course of this Young Artist in Residency and after your Metro Arts experience and after these amazing arts awards, it sounds like, you know, whether you feel like you can stand a little taller and take a little bit more, I hate to use the word pride, but, you know, a little bit more pride in your accomplishments.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, there's a lot of judgment in the world and even in, like our daily lives because it's like if you sound or come off as super arrogant or like super full of yourself, it's like you get a lot of judgment and a lot of criticism for it. And that's not a person that I was raised to be. Like my parents are like, they know what they're doing. Like they know how to raise us well. They taught us not to be super full of ourselves. But I mean, they taught us to be proud of what we do. So I mean, I am proud of what I've been doing for the past like couple months because this year has been pretty insane. Like I won a position in Metro Arts. I got this residency. I just won districts for my school, so I'm gonna go to state for cello.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then that was the first time that I've won districts.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and then art and everything, so. It's been a pretty insane past couple months.
Yes, Yes, there is a lot happening right now for 17-year-old cellist Taylor Yoon. She won a spot on this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert, and that event took place last night at First United Methodist Church and will be broadcast on All Classical Portland 1 week from tonight, Saturday, April 13th at 5 p.m. Additionally, Taylor was recently selected as All Classical Portland's first ever Young Artist in Residence, which is pretty amazing. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. And a reminder that every single episode of On Deck has been archived at our website, along with photos and videos of these kids. So to listen to this episode of On Deck again, find out more about Taylor Yoon, just head to allclassical.org. Click Programs and then On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org. Thanks again for joining me today on Deck with Young Musicians.